Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts.
And the thing is, people live all types of different lives, but everybody's not for you. I want you to remember that before you start widening your net so that you don't chase off too many people, I want you to remember that not everybody is for you, okay? There's only one person for you. You don't need a wide net. You need a narrow net, okay? Because if your net is too wide, you will allow a lot of foolery into your life. And that's just unnecessary. You don't need that stress, okay? Has life not done enough to you? You don't need that stress. So if you say 2023 is the year that you want to get healthy, the year that you want to have a healthy lifestyle, you want to work out, you want to eat better, you want to feel better, you know, you want to prioritize your mental health, you want to prioritize journaling, you want to prioritize your relationship with God, does it make sense for you to date somebody who's a crackhead? You see what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense. Why would you date somebody who does every drug under the sun? Is that healthy? No. And if you hang around them enough, you will start doing drugs too. And then health where? Health where? You see what I'm saying? I want you to think about it that way. So think about your lifestyle with the core values that you have, the core values that you want to expound upon in your life in the future. Paint a picture of what exactly your ideal lifestyle will look like with you embodying those values. And then I want you to keep that in mind, because when you meet new people, I want you to think of whether or not they can play a role in that person's life. So if you're prioritizing health this year, why are you hanging out with people who do every drug under the sun? If you want to start working out this year and you just want somebody to do it with so bad, but the person, the friend or whoever you are leaning on to be your accountability partner is the one, quote unquote, holding you back because they have yet to make any progress. They have yet to show up. Get a trainer. Get somebody else. Do it in your comfort of your home. Find somebody else. Like stop making allowances and room for the people who are only going to get you to compromise on those core values. You stay focused on what it is you want, and then the right people will come into your life. But when the wrong ones try, you need to set some boundaries. What are those shallow requirements? I just gave the example with the drugs, and that's just random. But obviously, if you say you want to live a healthy lifestyle, maybe don't date somebody who does every drug under the sun. So maybe your shallow requirement should be, I would ideally like to date somebody who is a morning person who goes to the gym at least 3-4 times a week or whatever. That's just to give you an idea of the type of person, the type of people who can be around this version of you with the core values that you have. If family is a high priority for you, if it's a core value for you, now, everybody has their own level of family issues. So I'm not saying you should completely cut somebody off who has issues with their family, but what are they doing about it? You know what I'm saying? People could have family issues and then they can just sit in all of that negativity and be closed off and be toxic. Or there are some people who can actively work towards themselves, work towards creating a better life for themselves so that their future children will be in a loving, happy family, a happy home, unlike what they experience. You see what I mean? So sometimes it's not that people are perfect where they are, but you can actually see them taking strides just like you are to embody your core values. They are taking those strides to improve their lives. So I want you to really think about that, because there cannot be too much room in your life for people who do not align with the type of life you are trying to live, for people who directly go against your core values, like strongly, strongly against it, strongly on the end of the spectrum. You are not Jesus Christ. You are not here to save anybody. That is not your job. Focus on the people that align with where you are going. Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.